Italians are voting in a general election being closely watched by the rest of Europe. Some of the candidates have already cast their votes. Opinion polls predict a right-wing coalition rising to power with a far-right leader for the first time since the Second World War. If the polls are correct, Giorgia Meloni would become the country's first female prime minister. The centre-left Democratic Party is second in the polls. At least 97 people have died after a boat carrying refugees and migrants from Lebanon capsized off Syria's coast. Funerals have been held for some of those who died. The Lebanese army says it has arrested a man it suspects was behind a human smuggling operation. A partial mobilization order announced by President Vladimir Putin has sparked protests across Russia. Rights groups say more than 730 people have been detained. Last week, Putin announced plans to enlist 300,000 reservists to reinforce troops fighting in Ukraine. Voting is continuing in referendums in eastern Ukraine. The polls are seen as part of Moscow's push to annex four regions. Armed men are reported to have gone door to door to get people to vote. At least six people have been killed in Somalia in a suicide bomb attack at a military base in the capital Mogadishu. The bomber is believed to have disguised himself as a soldier to enter the base. In the Philippines, Super Typhoon Noru has made landfall in the north. The storm strengthened so quickly that it caused an extreme emergency warning, forcing several coastal villages in Luzon province to evacuate. It's the strongest typhoon to hit the country this year.